The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Chuck Berry with Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Looking at the 29th of March already. You believe that? And forgive me. You know, we have so many new people listening to the show, and we appreciate it. So forgive me if you heard me mention this before. When I worked with Chuck Berry at a Super Bowl event years ago, I was so excited to meet to be on stage with Chuck Berry. I was the MC, and I was bringing Chuck Berry on. And I've told you this before. It's so funny. And he had no idea who I was. It was so funny. But the crowd was so with me as I bought it. It was like one of those outdoor Super Bowl things, I think, in San Diego. And I introduced Chuck Berry. And Chuck was smart enough to know. He had no idea who I was, but he was smart enough to know that the crowd was with me. So I went, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry. Crowd went, ah, yeah. And then Chuck looks at me. And I thought he was going to say, hey, my man, Joe Piscopo. No, he goes, my man. Like that, you know? And I go, Chuck Berry. He goes, my man. He kept saying, my man. I go, Chuck Berry. And he goes, my main man. It was great. And then I always heard about Chuck Berry having his guitar. You would pay him, and he would take his check that you paid him with, or cash, whatever it is, and put it into his guitar case. And he would always keep a little weapon in his guitar case, too. But I did see him go to his guitar case and, he kept it kind of to himself. So the legend of Chuck Berry lives. Hey, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Great to have you with us. You made it to Friday, kid. You made it to Friday. Oh, you did, and you're doing great. And we'll break down all the news, the craziness of it all. I'm laughing because there's, fortunately, nothing really searing that I see, except for the usual ridiculousness of Washington, D.C. But I said President Trump was in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday. And it looked like there were about 15,000 people, 10,000, whatever it was huge. And he's up there, and he goes after Adam Schiff. Did you see that? Pencil neck. He calls him pencil neck. So I'm here. I'm torn because I'm watching this, and I'm saying, "What do we have to call names? We shouldn't call names." And then I'm watching with little Charlie. I'll tell you about it in a second. About that in a second. So my little girl, and I'm watching the president. And when he goes, I burst out laughing out loud. So he said, "Pencil neck Schiff." He goes, Adam, but you know what? What goes around comes around. I tell you, if you're gonna be like Schiff and not let go. And I know they meet, and this is the strategy of the new Democratic Party to go after the president like this on collusion, no matter what the Mueller probe did, what it said, what it didn't say. But it would, when he said pencil neck, I didn't even think of that one with Adam Schiff. I wish I thought of that. That I had a laugh like that. But you know what's interesting is Schiff will not stop. They will not stop. Nancy Pelosi doubles down, supports Adam Schiff. And going, and I don't know what this guy does. When you're a representative, you're a local representative, and maybe you could explain to me what happens when they go to Washington. They go into this vortex, and then they become like the person that takes down the other party. And it works on both ends, on the Republicans and the Democrats. And I don't understand. Don't they have problems within their constituency that they can address? Aren't they congressmen and women that are supposed to help the people? They don't care. It's just like this mantra of well, we're going to take down the president. And I'm surprised how these people get reelected, except that, and I've said this before, it's the big money people that keep them in power and kind of buy the election because they're so rabidly anti-Donald Trump, and then they just want socialism just for their own power. So, and Rand Paul came to the defense of the president because it's interesting. They want the Mueller probe released. Now, do you see how they pivot on this? They want the Mueller probe. They want this whole Mueller report released. So I go, sure, I mean, release it. What are they going to find something? They're going to look for something. And then Nancy Pelosi was so rude to the attorney general. Just rude. And I know she's playing to her base, and she knows better. And shame on her, because she does know better. As she said, oh, don't, it was just presumptuous of you to tell us that the president could be exonerated. So Rand Paul says he blocked a resolution calling for a special counsel, meaning here from the Hill. He blocked a resolution calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's report to be made public, arguing that Congress should also call for the release of communications and testimony from Obama-era officials. Bingo. What is that? I mean, this is something. Why don't we? And this is where I think, okay, everybody's got to stop. Let's just move on. But somebody's got to pay for this whole FISA situation. No one's showing up. And about Brennan and Clapper, they better stay on that. Hopefully they will. But my goodness gracious, if you're going to ask for but Rand Paul said it's absolutely right. You're going to ask for the Mueller report, then we want to know exactly what these Obama officials, these former Obama officials were doing. Hey, and this too, I am so, you got to watch what you say, how you say it, right? You got to be so politically correct. And we so support, we love everybody on the show. We have no animus toward anybody. I don't care who you are, what you are. I don't care what your lifestyle is. I really don't care. People go, oh, well, you're racist. I don't have time to be racist. I don't even think about it. Please stop it. Just stop, you know. So Jussie Smollett, I mean, he's going to the NAACP awards. He was like nominated to be supporting actor in Empire. Jussie Smollett, so he's going to the awards. Someone explain to me. I'm so confused. If this was any other situation, and this was the most bizarre situation, the mayor of Rahm Emanuel can't even explain what happened. No one can explain what happened. There's not an investigative report on this Smollett situation. But if it was the other way around, and again, I don't even think like this, if there was a person of if there was a white, old, let's just say it was an old white guy, just for the sake of argument. Are you kidding me? What if it was an old white guy that orchestrated this with a MAGA hat? Oh, I mean, objectively, really? And look what happened to Roseanne Barr, right? Look what happened to all these folks that lost all the news people that were marginally, did they do this, did they do that? It's all alleged. They all got fired immediately. And I don't want to see anything happen to anybody, but what Smollett did, this is so weird. It's just so weird. They're letting it go. Now now this guy's nominated for an award, and they're going to be okay. I don't understand how they get away with it. I don't. It's because the double standard is searing, and it's so wrong. And it sends such a bad message to the support of law enforcement. And how this happened. And where are the two brothers? Where are the two Nigerian guys? Where'd they? What happened? Is it me? Oh, Lord. Oh, you can't make it up. Hey, about baseball yesterday, yay. Yanks and Mets won. That was huge. So congratulations to the Yanks and Mets, and here we go into baseball season. And we got a great show for you today. You know, Jaden Horn is Communications Director for Reclaim New York, one of the leading groups fighting what? Congestion pricing. Thank you very much. Someone fighting congestion pricing. Inexcusable. How the taxes just, any which way they can get us, they will. So we'll talk to Jaden on in the 6 o'clock hour, about a half an hour from now. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, Executive Director of the EMT Task Force on the National and Homeland Security and the former Chief of Staff, Congressional EMT Commission. This is about the electromagnetic pulses. I know, as he's thinking, I'm not nuts. This is great. I'm the only one talking about. I worry about these things. So we're going to find out more about that, what's happening with this EMT. And you got to give the president credit. I did not see one story that the president signed this executive order about the electromagnetic pulse. That's huge. It's huge. And I wish they would concentrate on those things, you know, because it's all about our security, about you and me and something like that. And this is another thing I always talk about. And is it me too? And you got to help me out here. And am I being paranoid when I say, when you go past those grids, those electronic grids, that when you go town to town and then you see those really, it looks like an old 1950s sci-fi, you know, movie, right? With all the wires. And that's the grid. That's the power grid for the area. And I shouldn't even say this on the radio, but I every single time, they have a little barbed wire fence that goes around it. I want to see a tank out there. I want to see at the very least, a police cruiser out there with a police officer out there. Am I right? You know what? You take that out, the whole area goes down. I'm telling you, daddy worries. I worry, and maybe I'm a little sensitive about this, but I'm a little paranoid, but I worry. A. Patrick Smith is a Boeing 767 pilot. He writes a column called Ask the Pilot. So we're going to talk about what's happening with Boeing Max aircraft that is now being grounded, and see where we go from here. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. Mike Gallagher is going to join us as well. Mike just signed a new contract with Salem, so congratulations, Mike. And he's going to be here, I mean, till like 2024 or something. He signed a big contract with Salem, and very, very happy for Mike Gallagher. Anthony Pope is my buddy. I called him yesterday. He goes, Joey, you need any legal advice? We were on the phone yesterday. I said, will you call Frankie Five Barrels on tomorrow, please? And so we're going to see what's happening with the aftermath of this Mueller probe and the Smollett investigation. Anthony knows this better than anybody. One of the bright legal minds, a distinguished attorney from the great state of New Jersey. And Dr. Kevin Sabat, co-founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, one of the country's largest groups opposing legalization of marijuana. I know a lot of people just smoke weed all the time. I know. I hear you. I as a father of children, five kids, I don't get it. And I don't know how you're going to raise the money, and you're never going to see the money. You're going to see that money as much as you're going to see money from the lottery. You're going to see that money as much. You're going to see money from gambling in Atlantic City. You don't see it. You won't see it. It goes right to the bureaucracy. It goes to sustain the bureaucracy. That's all that tax raises do. You can't, there's no way legalization of marijuana is going to help in any way. I think it's the worst thing for it take. And it takes to me what Jersey is. And that's why you're going to see a lot of the towns, like Big Al always says, a lot of the towns down the shore, they're not going to allow it anyway. Can you imagine? There's enough problem with alcohol down at Seaside Heights and the whole. Can you imagine if everybody starts smoking weed? I'm just saying, am I old fashioned? 6/17. See, every time I tell you 6/17, that's my birthday. 6/17, June, not today, June 17th. That's my birthday. I'm just saying, that's what time it is, 6/17. So when I went to Lorenzo's, I'm going to go to Frankie in 2 seconds, but I hold in my hand. People are you're so nice. And this is why I embrace this great country and why I love this great country. It's because of folks like yourself who are just nice and work hard and are very pleasant and mean well and do well. And take care of your family, and you get up, you work, and like I always say, when our relatives come here, they learn the language and the laws of the United States of America, and you're just pleasant people, and that's who we are. Sure, a guy will flip you a bird, like what happened to me. I was coming down 6th Avenue, and this truck was muscling me, and I just wanted to get home. Get me to the Holland Tunnel, brother. Come on, man. And he muscles me, and I didn't even realize it. All I know is I kept going. So I think I went in front of him or something like that, and then he felt like he had to go in front of me. You know what I'm saying? No, I'll get him. He cut me off. I didn't even know he cut him off until he just. And it was a really bad bird that he flipped me to. It wasn't really like really angry. You know, it wasn't really like. It was like a flippant bird that he flipped me. You know, and I didn't even get mad. The old days I would have got mad. I said, because apparently I got close to him like that. So, but even that bird was not with the viciousness. Even if I went to that guy. In the truck, if I got out, I'm going to say, look, I'm sorry I cut you off, man. I didn't even realize it did it. And please, go ahead. Go drive your truck in front of me. It's okay. It would have been great because we are a good people. So I'm to Lorenzo's on Friday when I went there. And at the end of the show, and I put Allie on stage, who was great, by the way. She really just smoked it, my girl. 20 years old, just doing so great, and just really, we just had a good time. To watch your daughter enjoy herself on stage, that was the joy. And then, and Mikey, of course, with his prowess on guitar, thank God. So some gal handed me a beautiful, all these presents wrapped beautifully, like in a bag. Joe, this is for your children. A lovely gal gave me. And so I took the guiltily, I took the gifts, and I went, okay, so Charlie and I just had a chance to open them last night. They are just really exquisite little chocolate baskets with Easter eggs in them with a beautiful pink and blue bow. Just absolutely so thoughtful. And I don't have a card. I got no card. I can give you this hint. It's from Hoagland's in Greenwich. Hoagland's. So whoever gave me that, thank you. You are so sweet. That was so beautiful. And Charlie and I were so pleased with and so very pleasantly surprised when we saw that beautiful, looks like handcrafted chocolate. So I appreciate that much. I tell you, it doesn't go by me, and it just emboldens my faith in this country, emboldens my faith in you, you know, and being the fine American and, you know, my neighbor in the community. And we always appreciate your love. And listen, sending love right back at you. Frankie's coming up in 2 seconds. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is Friday. Yeah. You made it to Friday. Debbie Duhamel out there looking out for you. This means traffic is all over the place this morning. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
So nice that people are giving you gifts, you know, for your family. How beautiful.
Just like that. I mean, and like gift for every, like five gifts, five beautifully wrapped gifts
for all
my
kids.
Yeah.
Oh, even so, Joey.
Yeah. So here, Joe, this is for your children. What? And no card, that, which shows me the humility of that nice gal that gave me the present, you know, just nice humility.
Nice.
And they're just like handcrafted chocolates from Hoagland's down in Greenwich. I guess that's Connecticut.
Wow.
People came, by the way, to Lorenzo's list. They came from Rockland County. They were way up north. So maybe this gal came from Connecticut, and we appreciate it. Deb, I know you feel the same way. How you doing this morning, Debbie? Yeah.
Well, you know, if you have never seen you perform, you've got to see it. I mean,
oh,
you are amazing.
You're such an
amazing performer.
Oh.
I always tell people that.
Oh,
you know, you've got to see Joe. You know, he's fantastic.
I'm in the blue-collar show business. I sweat on stage like the old
days,
amazing.
Right? You play all these instruments. You sing. I mean, you're so multi-talented.
It's just survival. I keep dancing. I keep moving. Deb's looking out for you on the road. 622 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to go to the Outer Bridge Crossing. It's a tough ride at the Outer Bridge Crossing getting into Staten Island. All lanes subject to closure. It's a disabled truck, and it looks like one lane getting by, but they temporarily block all lanes as they try to get rid of that. Let's see what's happening at the Gothels Bridge. Gothels Bridge is still moving okay. If you're heading to the inbound GWB, that's 20, Lincoln 20, Holland's still about 25, and we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the eastbound Gowanus up by the Belt Merge with a crash cleared. Sponsored by Positive Coach Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Cloudy today, high of almost 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. That's Joey on the radio. It's 6:23 right now. Frankie's coming up in 2 seconds. I want to tell you about The Best of Enemies. You got to hear about the film The Best of Enemies, it's called. It's a timely drama that inspires a sense of optimism that the divisiveness within our current times can be healed. It's a powerful true story of a black female activist, really a heroine, leading the charge for change in the 1970s for her community. It's the untold true story story of the unlikely relationship and later friendship between fearless civil rights activist Ann Atwater and C.P. Ellis, a local Ku Klux Klan leader. Ku Klux, can't even say, thank goodness I can't say that, right? Ellis was a Ku Klux Klan leader who reluctantly co-chaired a community summit battling over the desegregation of schools in Durham, North Carolina during the racially charged summer of 1971. This story is powerful. You know, I keep hearing about it. It's inspirational, thought-provoking. Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson and Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell are at their very best. It's called The Best of Enemies. It is in theaters April 5th. Please mark your calendars and get out there to support the film. April 5th, The Best of Enemies.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor is the senior pastor of the Center of Hope International, and he's also the co-founder and chief executive officer of Urban Upbound. Tell us about your organization.
One of the objectives of Urban Upbound was to organize all the social networks that exist in public housing neighborhoods, your resident leaders, your tenant leaders, your religious leaders, your navigators on the ground, your nonprofit leaders, and figure out how we can change neighborhoods, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Unless we figure out how to hire professionals, not bureaucrats, to lead the housing authority, we're going to continue to run this valuable resource into the ground.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Jersey Joe on the radio. Ooh, new music. Al must not be here. Look out now. Jersey Joe on the radio. Thank you, Brian. Frankie Morano is here. New music, Frank. That must mean Alma's no.
That's right. Anywhere. That's right. It's before the show. Brian and I were planning the bumper music, and he said, "You know, I got a bunch of bumper music selections here. I got some from Al, and I got some from Matt Sambolin." Without even knowing what they are, I said, "Go with all the Matt Sambolin selections."
That's so funny, because these young kids, they come in to help us produce. Yeah. They actually make a list of the bumper music. But Al's been good lately. Al's been good lately, Frankie. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, but it takes. It takes a lot of complaining to get even a little bit of new music. That's the thing.
Yes, it does. How are your five boroughs?
I'm doing great. Yesterday. Happy Friday. Yeah, any day with a Met victory on opening day is a good one.
Yeah,
undefeated so far.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on to that, baby. I love it. There's no baseball in the air. See, the thing about baseball, why I love spring training comes in and then baseball comes there, because it's a sign of spring. And like, and then Al had mentioned yesterday, same thing when it's the first day of football, but not so much because there's school in the fall, you know, responsibilities. You're starting your whole, you know, year in the fall. At least summer is coming. And that is a great, great feeling. So baseball indeed in the air. And the Mets looked pretty good yesterday, I guess.
You know, I mean, the whole name of the game for the Mets this season is the same thing it's going to be every season, well, at least in the last 15 years, which is staying healthy, number one, because they have a great team. They've always been plagued by injuries the last 15 years. And this year, with a pitching staff like this, and we saw this last year throughout every stretch of the season, is are they going to get any run support? I mean, last year, Jacob deGrom, who just pitched masterfully yesterday, he won the Cy Young Award with 14 wins. Now, I don't know the last pitcher that won a Cy Young with that few wins, but if you look at the lack of run support that this pitcher got, it's amazing that he even won 14 games.
Yeah.
So
we
have some good bats this year, including Robinson Cano. So hopefully they can all stay healthy and they can actually score some runs when they have some of the best pitchers in baseball on them.
Frankie Five Borough is on the job. I'm driving around all yesterday, Frankie. Oh, my Lord. It's like I went to get Charlie. So Charlie's about an hour away, you know, from now. So I'm Uber dad. And, you know, I don't complain.
Hopefully they give you a 4-star rating.
The kids. You mean the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I pick up and then I went back and then mom's doing great. But she got like part of this flu thing that's going around, virus. So we put her just for a checkup in the hospital. So
I
ran back.
Good luck.
There. But she's doing good. But I ran out this, like this flu thing going around, Frank. Something. Yeah, have you seen that? A lot of people are getting that like in the springtime flu.
I'm just glad she doesn't have measles, Joe.
You know what? I should count my blessings. You're right. So then I drove all the way back. And then this weekend is going to be one of those Uber dad driving things too. But it's going to be a crazy weekend. We're going to get through it, but I end up driving around a lot. Reminds me of my cousin Frankie. I told you this before. We didn't know what he did, Frank. You know, we didn't know what
he drove around a lot.
That's
a good one.
Frankie, me and Paulie, my cousin. Frankie, what do you do? I drive around a lot.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
You probably would have known the guy. I'm still amazed at the Vinny Recuglia thing. I don't know why I went to Vinny Recuglia after that, because I'm not sure, but neither here nor there. But isn't that wild, the connection of Vinny Recuglia and his sister being a – did you know his sister was a nun?
I did, yes. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I locked that in, and I know you'll want to be there.
I will want to be there. I find, you know, if I could interview just about anyone in the world, right, it would be probably Vinny Recuglia. And I've tried many times. He has not agreed to any sort of an interview. He is one of the most fascinating individuals I've ever encountered in my entire life.
Yeah, Brooklyn. So did you see the president? We'll go to break. I know you got to do the news 6:30 with Joe and Frank on AM 970. The answer. Did you see the president last night? What did he speak for? An hour and a half or so?
You know, I didn't watch the speech, but I was reading and seeing highlights of it this morning. But he went on for a while and he hit all the familiar strides, as you might expect. Michigan is an important state for him because this is one of the, I guess, about five or six states that President Obama won that Donald Trump went on to win. And if he's going to win in 2020, almost every path to the presidency involves him winning Michigan. Now, so he's got to do well there. And a big part of that is going to be firing up his base, but also winning over some swing voters. And he made clear that he is going to make the Mueller report a big issue in this, in this next year or so.
Yep.
And Adam Schiff, who he referred to as Little Pencil Neck.
That was the best.
It was great. What it reminded me of, Joe? Do you remember the wrestler Classy Freddie Blassie? Because he was one of the first people to have a career beyond wrestling. He went on, he was hanging out with Andy Kaufman. Yeah. He made a movie with Andy Kaufman.
He
would call everybody a pencil neck geek. That was his kind of way of referring to you. And I saw Donald Trump channeling Classy Freddie Blassie when he was doing that.
He called him pencil neck. I'm saying no name. Please, Mr. President, can we just sell that? And meantime, I'm laughing out loud. And the fact that I didn't like the way he said BS and he used some harsh language. But you know what? With this president, it's like Patton, like George Patton. Patton did the same thing. General George Patton did the same thing with the language. So it is what it is. And it kind of, listen, they love him. The lines, the people that showed up, and shows that the president is not slowing down. And his support, certainly in the great state of Michigan. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 6:32 right now. Frankie Five Boroughs is going to handle the news with Al. Al's at a beer fest. What a surprise. And Frank's going to give us the news, and we'll be right back. 877-970-2999. We got a lot of show to get into today, and it's a kind of a vital, riveting show because there's a lot of things that you're not going to hear anywhere else that you will hear right now on the Piscopo Show. Hey, let's go to Frankie Five Boroughs, 6:33 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 7:33. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. People in the fur industry are angry with a bill in the New York City Council that would hurt their businesses. Council Speaker Corey Johnson has introduced legislation that would ban the sale of fur apparel. Furriers in the Garment District are furious that Johnson, who represents their district in the City Council, they held a protest yesterday with signs reading "Protect Our Businesses" and "No Fur Ban." There are more than 130 fur businesses in the city with over 1,000 employees. San Francisco and Los Angeles have already banned fur apparel. And a federal judge is striking down a Trump administration plan that was meant to be a cheaper alternative to Obamacare. Judge John Bates of the Federal District Court for D.C. ruled Thursday it was clearly an end run around the Affordable Care Act. The Trump administration wanted to allow small businesses to band together and set up health insurance plans that skirt the requirements of Obamacare. And in sports, the Yankees powered past the Orioles at the stadium 7-2, and the Mets shut out the Nationals in Washington, D.C. behind a brilliant outing by Jacob deGrom. The Knicks and Nets both lost. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhaime's got the answer.
Good morning, Frank. Let's go over to the inbound GWB. The inbound GWB upper level, it's a disabled tractor trailer right at the beginning of the span, so you're starting to build quickly here at the inbound GWB. It's about 30 minutes into the upper 15 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland, about 25. Prepare for some delays there as well. Now, we're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take a ride to the outer bridge crossing getting into Staten Island, but that disabled truck was finally cleared, but still very busy outer bridge crossing getting into Staten Island. Watch out for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Clove Road out through the Verrazano. Grand Central Parkway West at the Clearview, an accident there as well. Now traffic is building on the Cross Bronx West getting right out toward Rosedale Avenue, heading to the 2 and 3 trains, everything back on or close. New Haven line of Metro North delays there, and the Sawmill North getting up through Farragut Parkway into Hastings on Hudson, a collision blocking one lane. Partly cloudy today, high of almost 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Okay, we're here. We're okay now. We got it right here. Hello, hello. Hello. Am I reading this, Frankie?
Absolutely.
So Al goes away, all hell breaks loose. Guys, you got to keep it tight. Come on, come on. I'll do it a bit. You got to let me know when the microphone is on, when it's off, what spot I have to read. You got to let me know.
It's on.
See,
it's
this
on.
This is why I don't get mad when Al yells. Because I need that. And Al, that's why I always appreciate Big Al Gattulo with us. And so, see, and you don't think, Frank, the second when he comes back, he's going to go, so, you couldn't make it without me. You know that we're going to hear that, right? Am I right or wrong? Come on, am I right
I'm
or wrong?
I'm just going to tell
on.
Him everything.
We're right awake. Now. Here we go. Come on, everybody's awake now. Hey, Mike Lindell, I got to tell you, I love telling you about Mike Lindell. I love telling you about Mike Lindell because he's a man of strong faith. I tell you that. He's a great patriot. He's helping the president with the opioid crisis. This guy is an amazing human being and a great guy. Then he comes up with this great product. First of all, the MyPillow, you know, and then the mattress topper. And I have everything. I am locked and loaded with MyPillow products, right? Now, Mike has the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, which you're going to love. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. Now, the first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I'm telling you, they're great. I don't even know how Mike invents these things. How do you find Giza cotton? I mean, only Mike Lindell can do this. And then he gives you this for the Giza Dream Sheets, a 30% off deal with free shipping. Come on, 30% off and free shipping. That's 30% off free shipping if you call 800-651- 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, or you can go to MyPillow.com. If you can remember that, please, MyPillow.com. It's the Giza Dream Sheets from Mike Lindell, 30% off and free shipping, 800-651-0798, or please, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM970 The Answer. We're partnering with Food for the Poor to provide food for a year and water for life to suffering families in the Caribbean and Latin America. If you're a business owner, would you consider becoming a business benefactor for this campaign? Make a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more to Food for the Poor, and in return, Kevin McCullough will announce your donation and interview you during the campaign on April 9th and April 10th. Plus, AM970 will provide you with an advertising campaign as a thank you for your donation. We'll even help write and produce the commercials for you. With your help, Food for the Poor will provide food and clean water to these families in the Caribbean and Latin America. Can we count you in to help us feed the poor and the less fortunate? Call me, Laura Schaefer, to grow your business and feed the hungry. For more information, give me a call at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's a 6:39 if you're looking for some credit. I swear to God, you listen, I love you for listening, but if I told you the shoestring that we operate on at this radio station, you would just drop. If you, one day, I don't write a book because I don't talk because I'm Italian. I don't like to talk about it. If you knew, sometimes, because, and I go into the real world. I will step away for a second. I'll go into the real world to do personal appearances where they kind of treat you like, you know, you're supposed to be. It's so, and I kind of take it for, I wear it as a badge of honor, you know, when you stay cost effective and you save the corporation money. I'm kind of into that. I want to be a team player like that. But if you only knew, you don't know half of it. And the only thing you can do is laugh about it and love it. All right, we're off onward and forward, though. Here, we're going to make it this morning. But you don't want to, like, listen anywhere else because, you know what, this morning, anything could happen. Thank you for asking. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock at 6:40 right now. If you're looking for some of my great gift-giving ideas, I always like telling you about Parian & Sons. Love Parian & Sons. I told you when I went up there, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and I saw Glenn and Maria and Debbie, the family that's been there 98 years. Beautiful jewelry I saw, too. The stones at Parian & Sons. I really, truly, I'm telling you, I've not seen anywhere else. You can get bracelets, necklaces, earrings, top designers like Charles Kripel and A-Link, watches by Ebel and Oris. And Parian & Sons, what I love telling you about Parian & Sons is that they're not just a jewelry store. I keep telling you this. Parian & Sons are real jewelers. They repair. They restore. They'll make your old, tired jewelry look brand spanking new. And they do the work right there on the premises. And if you're getting engaged, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. You know, the character and the cut and the clarity of the diamond. You know, nobody knows that better than Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons, it's right there on Franklin Avenue in the beautiful town of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, that's 60s. I like that. Beautiful music right there. 6:42 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Hey, you know what I want to do right now? Because there's a lot to get into, and there's different things that that affect me, and that catch my attention. So I turn to Frankie. I go, Frankie, can we talk about this? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, you want to talk about what you want? So I am so incensed with the ancillary taxation of these politicians. They do not create revenue. They don't know anything about how to maintain a business. And that's really when you're running a state, you run a business. So what do? They start taxing us. And whether it's tolls, right, or whether it's congestion pricing. How do you do congestion pricing? Who came up with that concept? Oh, well, they did it in Europe. Well, I don't care. So Jaden Horton is communications director for Reclaim New York, one of the leading groups fighting congestion pricing. And Jaden, thank you for that. We appreciate it, and welcome to the show, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Well, so first of all, can you explain to us how this congestion pricing came to fruition, Jaden?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a this has been an idea that is kind of like a zombie idea, and it popped up first under the Bloomberg administration, and was quickly swatted down once people realized the cost. So back then, instead of doing congestion pricing, the Democratic-controlled one-party state that we had briefly for 2 years decided to instead impose a payroll tax on entire metropolitan New York. And that was dedicated funding for MTA, because let's be clear, this has always been about money for MTA and nothing to do with congestion in New York City. So now they're going back to the well 10 years later, because we've had Uber, we've had Lyft, we've had Amazon on delivery suddenly happen, and they found a crisis for which to manufacture a congestion issue around, when again, as you said, this is all about the dollars. This is all about the Benjamin. They are coming for the money of commuters because they can't manage MTA. And so we at Reclaim are saying, absolutely not. It's time to fight Cuomo's wall. There's no way that we are going to allow the governor and the mayor to come together to put citizens against each other, whether it's the Democratic-controlled assembly led by the city, or suburban in the Senate. But we got riders against drivers. We got city versus suburban. Look, they're counting on all of the opposition being divided against themselves to figure out who's going to be screwed over by this. And we're saying, look, everyone's going to be.
I know, it's amazing. Now, how close is congestion pricing to becoming a reality, Jane?
Look, it's really close. People got to get on the phone. They got to call Andrea Stewart-Cousins, 518-455-2585. They have to call her because, listen, she is a suburban state senator, and her constituents are going to be hit by this.
Yeah.
Cuomo had suburban state senators take a pledge in October that they were going to force the city to pay its fair share for MTA.
Wow.
And look what's happening. Look who's going to pay congestion pricing. It's certainly not people in the city. Now, people in the city are going to be impacted because prices are going to go up. I mean, let's be clear. There's no lie here. Prices are going to go up for everything if people have to pay more in to get into the city. But this is absolutely, absolutely very close to happening. And if people don't say something now, then everyone is going to be paying more.
You know what's amazing is for the MTA, and for, we have nothing to do with the MTA. Those of us who drive and have to drive, those of us who can't take the MTA or kind of mass transit because it doesn't work properly and will not get us to our jobs on time, we have to support that. What did the politicians not see the ill logic on this, Jane? Apparently not, huh?
No, they absolutely do, Joe. That is the thing. They want to force people to pay one way or the other. So here's the deal. I have Angela from Long Island who says, hey, you know, I'm going to drive into the city because it's more convenient than Long Island Railroad because, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's never on time. And I'm likely to miss the train.
Yep.
And it's
going to
be a terrible, terrible ride.
Exactly.
But now she goes, if I drive into the city, I'm going to pay just as much. So I'm screwed one way or I'm screwed the other.
Yep.
And I'm
out
the convenience of having my car. And, you know, let's say I forget something at home or I need to double back. Now I pay twice.
Yeah,
and
so,
what about people going in for medical treatment? What about people who are looking to do a quick run into the city and out? They got to pay and pay again.
Yeah. Hey, so walk me through. We're talking with Jaden Horner, Communications Director for Reclaim New York, one of the leading groups fighting congestion pricing, which I just could, as soon as I heard about it, I went, oh, this is so unjust and it should be illegal. But how do they track you? Is there going to be like these monitors, these electronic monitors that we have to put on our car? How are they going to actually track you? So if you go midtown and then come back down to downtown, because God forbid you may have to do it, how do they track all this?
Oh, yeah, that's the beautiful part, right? So they're essentially going to install Easy Pass style gates at all entry points south of 60th Street and on the bridges and tunnels. So you must have Easy Pass. If you do not, they take a picture of your car and they send you
It's like a Stalin state now. Jaden, really? They take a picture of your car if you don't have Easy Pass and they come find you.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about this too, Joe. What about people who live north of 60th, maybe five or six blocks,
exactly,
or on the other side of the bridges
exactly
and tunnels,
where now all these cars are going to be trying to park illegally to avoid congestion pricing and hop on something or maybe carpool or something else. Look, we, in theory, if they, if their goal was to reduce congestion in New York City, improve the environment, make our life better, then I would say, maybe that is something in the future would be a laudable goal. But here's the deal. First, the city shut down streets and avenues, added bike lanes, closed them down to pedestrians. Traffic went up. Surprise, surprise. But two, no one added additional buses. No one has done the reform first to MTA to ensure this money is not going down into a bottomless black hole of a subway hole. They want more money. They want more money. And they have no plan to mitigate all of the traffic issues, all of the things normal people are going to do to try to save money and still have a convenient commute. And they're certainly not going to load themselves into the subways and the railroads, which already have down ridership because guess what? The service record is terrible.
Yeah. You know, Jade, I got to tell you, man, God bless you for what you're doing, because it's wrong. It's just wrong. The whole theory is wrong. This does not work. It will not work. To your point, and Michael Goodman, the great journalist from The Post, said the same thing, Zach, you do. They put the bike lanes in. Then they have, you ever notice they have construction on one side of the street, which is great. And I know. And a lot of folks doing construction as we speak are listening. We appreciate it, but they close off two lanes of like 6th Avenue. Then they'll say, let's build a building on the other side of the street. Then you got to squeeze through. The bus lanes never have buses in them. I mean, it's like, who's running the? And then de Blasio goes to South Carolina to run for president. I mean, so you got to stay in this. Where can we find you on the web? So if people want to support you here, Jaden Horn.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's www.reclaimnynow.org. Okay. And again, the number one thing people can do right now is hashtag Bike Cuomo's Wall, and they got to call Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know they absolutely do not want congestion pricing.
You are the man, Jaden. Listen, come back. Keep us posted. You have these airwaves absolutely anytime. You're making all the sense in the world. Thanks for sticking up for the people, Jaden.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right, brother. Great, great. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. I said, I'm so incensed with that. I can't stand the ancillary nitpicking parasitic taxes of living in New York and New Jersey. They don't know how to run a business, so they're going to take it from us. They're going to take us on the roads. They're going to take us the money from those of us who choose to drive and want the freedom of driving because mass transit does not work. And then they're going to take the taxpayer money to help out the MTA. And like Jaden said, where's the money going in the MTA? Jaden Horn right there, communications director for Reclaim New York. 651, Debbie's out there looking out for you. Because, listen, if there's traffic, Debbie will tell you about it. But, Debbie, it's worse than ever out there.
It's crazy.
Worse than ever. And there's no plan. Let's tax everybody.
Crazy.
Because somebody looked at, some politician, whether it was Mayor de Blasio or Governor Cuomo, looked at the road and said, look how jammed it is. We might be able to make money off of this. Let's tax these poor people who just are going block by block, and, you know, crawling along. Hey, Deb, how are we doing, though, traffic-wise this morning? I'm afraid to ask now.
People trying to make a buck, you have to give it right back. It's just so crazy. Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now here in town. It looks like you're very busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound getting out toward the Sheridan. That's an accident. One lane is blocked. Westbound Cross Bronx going down at Rosedale Avenue. We're seeing delays on the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Clearview with an accident there. Still pretty solid on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Clove Road out through the Verrazano. And watch for slowdowns on the Southern State westbound at Belmont Avenue. That's a collision as well. Outer Bridge crossing still busy into Staten Island because of earlier problems there. Inbound side of the GWB, disabled tractor trailer at the beginning of the span. It's an hour in now to the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 25, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take a ride over to the Garden State Parkway North, getting up toward 145. And over on the southbound thruway, some stop-and-go traffic in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Pound Ridge Road at Long Ridge Road into Bedford, a collision as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo, do you or someone you love have difficulty hearing? Well, the Tweak listening device can help you or your money back. Tweak can save you about 85% off what hearing aids cost, guaranteed. Invented by audiologist Dr. Dan Schumacher, I was so impressed with Tweak. I was on the phone, talked to the doctor, talked to the team over at Tweak. I'm giving one to my mom to improve her hearing. Tweak fits on your ear comfortably and near invisibly. You can fine-tune Tweak to get back the hearing you like. You can even adjust your hearing with your own iPhone. You improve your own hearing with no doctor visits. No one else can improve your hearing like Tweak at such a low cost. If after 30 days you don't love your new Tweak, then they'll give you your money back. Call 888-272-7789 or go to tweakanswer.com. 888-272-7789 or go to tweakanswer.com. 888-272-7789 or tweakanswer.com.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds and a few sunny breaks today and mild with a shower or two, high 59 to 63, but only in the low 50s on Long Island, the South Shore of Connecticut, and at the Jersey Shore. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, though 52 in Midtown, 40s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, clouds, some intervals of sun, becoming breezy and warmer, high 67 in Midtown, nearing 70 in some western suburbs, but holding in the 50s on Long Island and along the Connecticut coast. For Sunday, breezy and cooler. Clouds and a couple of showers, followed by some late-day sun, the high 57. AM 970, The Answer.
There's the man, Joey Lumberg. Joey Lumberg, 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55, with Joey Piscopo on the radio. Did you get Balance of Nature yet? Come on, Joey's talking to you now. Did you try Balance of Nature? Everybody. I saw Congressman Dan Donovan. He was at Lorenzo's. Joe, Balance of Nature, man. That's what he said. And he looked great, by the way. He looked great, you know? So you got to try Balance of Nature. This is the journey I want you to join me on. It's because I'm all in with this Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Yesterday, you don't want to know my day. You don't want to know. Uber Dad, I drive around. I'm picking up. I'm visiting. I'm doing. I'm calling. It's nonstop. It's late by the time I get home. And I got the spinach. You know what I did? I just upped my dosage of Balance of Nature, which is clearly just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. As a matter of fact, the entire Piscopo Morning Team, Frankie Five Burrows, he got us onto this whole Balance of Nature journey. Al Gattulo is on it. Debbie is taking Balance of Nature. You got to try it. It's probably the first time we all agree on anything, right? It even calms Al down. Come on, what more I got to tell you? Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time. How true that is. It's Madness in March, by the way, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. Today only, use my discount code JOEP8. It's Joe. P8, get 20% off. Do you hear what I'm telling you? 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only use this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. And you need to use my code, please, JOEP8, for the discount. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go online, please, to balanceofnature.com. Good health. It's only a phone call away. Albert Piano.
Fly me to
there it is.
The moon.
Hey, it's Joe Let Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry will join us. There's electronic magnetic pulse. I don't want you to think I'm an alarmist, but it worries me that someone could just, like, detonate some kind of nuclear device over Nebraska, and then, you know what? All electronics go down across the country. This electromagnetic pulse, this EMT situation is vital. The president knows it. He's on top of it. This is why I appreciate this particular president. And Dr. Peter Vincent Pry is executive director of the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security and the former chief of staff for Congressional EMP Commission. So we'll get into that in a big time. Hey, A. Patrick Smith as well. He is a Boeing 767 pilot, and he'll be on Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Anthony Pope. All right, we're going in now. Let's take a break, and we're coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.